Hello everyone, this is Moussef Afkar and thank you so much for joining us today in this new call of Your Divine Uniqueness. So very happy to connect with you again, so thank you for joining us, and also very excited that Elena Riley is with us on the show. It's the first time she joins us, and really, fascinated by the technology and the work that she's sharing with the world. And it's something that is really needed because we are constantly, influenced by so many things, like the limiting beliefs we were raised with, maybe what is happening around the world, the energies that we pick up from the collectives, and so many things that influences our state of being and how we create in our life in general. And with her technology, it's really helps to put us back in the zero point field and help to cancel those influences so we can be more of who we are and create from a pure state of being, and which is really, really amazing. So I'm very excited about the call. And the call subject is Quantum Sound Miracle Technology, 3 Quantum Hacks to Harmonize and Inspire Genius. And before we start, I would love to share with you a little bit about Elena. So Elena Riley is a pioneer and expert in the use of sound frequencies and scalar vortex technology to effect profound transformation. After completing her graduate work at the University of Chicago, she searched the world for impactful modalities. In India, she discovered the ancient secret that entrainment with sound frequencies facilitated shifts in brainwave states that banished fear, anger, and sadness. In 2002, Elena left her New York City private practice to join Robert Loy full-time. Since that time, they applied this technology to co-create the Miracle and the Focus iCubes. These are designed to clear you and your environment of energies that are not resonant with awakening. They also developed software based on voice assessment to find and harmonize your personal frequency. And so with that, Elena, welcome to the show. We're happy to have you with us.
Oh, thank you. I'm really happy to be here sharing this lifelong journey that we're on.
Yeah, absolutely. Wonderful. So I shared a little bit through your bio, and I would love if maybe you want to share more about your work and the technology that you are offering, maybe the story behind it.
Absolutely. So this technology is, the easiest way to understand it is it's both ancient and from the future. So we're talking about coherent fields of energy and the generation of coherent fields of energy. And have you ever wondered if there was a hack, something, a transformational hack that had already been created and invented that would allow you to, that would do the heavy lifting for you? And if that was possible, how that could impact your transformation? So we're talking here about moving from a state of chaos or disorder to a state of coherence. And have you ever considered why some people magnetically draw exactly what they need and others don't? And the key to understand mm-hmm. is that we live in a vibrational universe. Everything is frequency. So what we draw to us has everything to do with the frequency that we're resonating at. And some of the leaders of our times, well, actually Tesla was 100 years ago, but his quote was, if you wish, and I'm sure everyone has heard of Nikola Tesla, if not, Google him. He was one of the greatest inventors of really all times, but his information was suppressed, sadly. And we would have a very different universe, actually, if they had used, we would have free energy, actually, if they'd used his technology. So, but his quote was, if you wish to understand the secrets of the universe, think of energy, frequency, and vibration. So he was already in the new paradigm, the quantum physics paradigm. And so when you begin to shift from Newtonian physics to quantum physics, you understand that everything in this universe has a frequency and a vibration, and it's measurable. And the research of Bruce Lipton with Dr. Colin McClair, written about in The Biology of Belief, great book, by the way. Dr. Lipton was actually at Harvard. He was kind of kicked out because he actually went down the road of sound and vibrational medicine. And one of his statements, right, is that they didn't like this, actually, that he was actually teaching at the School of Medicine at Harvard University in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And he stated that frequencies are 100 times more efficient in relaying information to your body and brain than tangible physical signals, such as hormones, vitamins, neurotransmitters, or pharmaceuticals, of course, and other growth factors. And I think just stating that in his book, The Biology of Belief, in 2008, kind of got him in some trouble in the medical school. So he is now sort of one of the pioneers of sound medicine, which is what we're talking about today, or vibrational medicine. And I wanted to explain, let me ask you this. If you'd like me to explain a little bit about what's going on right now, why there's so much controversy, polarization, and confusion and uncertainty. Are you interested in that, Ansa?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So what's going on right now is that actually planet Earth is going to be shifting not only paradigms or splitting, where we go from a kind of unenlightened view of a solid, you know, that the Newtonian physics view, everything is solid, to the vibrational view that everything is energy and frequency in motion. As we shift, what's happening is that the planet is actually raising its frequency. It's actually ascending. It's actually one of the last planets to ascend. And what's happening is our deepest karmic wounds, hatred, war, you know, disagreement, confusion, hostility, is being exposed. It's really not necessary. But as we move into the new age, what people are beginning to the new earth, all of this collective history has to be cleared. And the frequency, and actually what's interesting about this, you find this scientifically, very interesting, is that whereas we used to have one frequency for the Schumann resonance, which is the resonant frequency of Earth, which is very measurable, we now have three, and it's shifting. And this creates kind of a purging effect. I don't know if you know how many of the people listening have been experiencing this, but it can bring up some of the deeper emotions and the deeper fears and anxieties and uncertainties. And it also can do things like accelerate conflict and make people feel that they have to clear and cleanse, which is kind of my point. Everything is, you know, in the Far East, where I studied with some of these great, great teachers, they talk about karma or the karmic wounds of humanity. And this is coming up not just to be repeated, but to be cleared. And that's what I think, you know, people like yourself and stuff, when even inspired to do something like this, you are actually contributing to this knowledge by calling upon, you know, people who are helping others through this kind of global crisis, really, and this global polarization in paradigm. And what's really important right now is for us to understand that it is still a safe universe, even if it doesn't feel that way at times. But, and this is what I'll be teaching today, that we need to know in our deepest heart of hearts, our soul or spirit, that we're in a transitional state. But it does, we don't need to go into fight, flight, freeze, the primitive brain states. And when we do, we need to find ways, or what I call hacks, to move us quickly out of those states. We need to move from the fear into creativity and resourceful states. And in this way, we contribute to the raising of the frequency. So I just wanted to make that really clear that, you know, the world is in some chaos, actually. And they're saying that it's crazy that 2022 is going to actually intensify the confusion and the chaos. So I'm going to give you some solutions. Are we ready? and we might want to... Thank you. You got a very nice voice. And so, would you like to know the simple hacks that we've discovered to move into a coherent, awakened state in the new timeline? This is what I'm going to offer. These are kind of like the cliff notes of, after, you know, more than 30 years of research, what we figured out was the way to decode, recode, reset this kind of panic attack that Earth has landed in. So I'm going to be sharing the new timeline, how we move into the new timeline. And so there is actually, truly speaking, a new Earth emerging. And I call it quantum Earth and the quantum human, because what we learn and what we begin to develop in ourselves is this resourcefulness, this amazing feeling that we can not only survive, but we can thrive in times of rapid change. And the reason is that when you come out of the fear and into the higher vibrational states, which I'm going to show you, you actually will see that it's a time of huge opportunity, because with the shift, there are not only new businesses, there are so many new opportunities that that will actually be given to you in the dream state, in the waking state. And, you know, I'm a psychologist by background, so I tend to think in terms of how we can receive that information with clarity. And often that will come in the dream state, or be carried into the awakened, into your state when you're awake. But the key is both in releasing the brain armor. So very few of the brain scientists have even gone into this area. But what I figured out, because of my own sensitivity and perception, was that not so much the generations being born now, but many have been born into families where we have modeled putting up our brain armor. And since from being in the womb to age 7, it's a well-established fact that we are in the theta brainwave state, and we behave like little mini tape recorders. We actually just press the record button and we don't stop recording until we're 7. And this is where all of our subconscious is formed, this in past lives as well. But specifically in this lifetime, we actually record. It doesn't matter if you believe that or not, actually. In this lifetime, we manifest parents, and we are then recording whatever they're thinking, feeling, what their beliefs are. And so, since we don't stop and we have no discernment really then, we are like little sponges. We pick up all of the beliefs of the culture, the beliefs of our parents, and it takes a long time to sort this out. And this is where so much of the subconscious is formed. And as everyone probably knows or has heard this before, the subconscious is governing 95% of your reality, which is why when we, let's say we do affirmations or we listen to these talks that OneSelf is offering, why they don't often get completely integrated because it creates this conflict with the subconscious belief system. So today I'm going to be giving you the hacks that I figured out when I saw this, because as a child, I could see that people were pretty conflicted around me. And I couldn't figure it out, of course. But with time, I began to understand it. And we all have the same, in many ways, we just have to look at it that we've all been programmed into belief systems that limited our potential instead of expanding it. And that you're both brilliant, you're handsome, you're beautiful, you really have capacities that are that you can't even imagine, and that in many ways would be unrecognizable to you, but because of the conditioning, they were shut down. So if you look at yourself right now as having infinite potential that just needs to be awakened, and that can change the trajectory of your life, you'll begin to perceive that you're quite a powerful creator. And the rebirth that we're going through is that we have to drop our loyalty to the old subconscious patterns. So first we kind of have to recognize that they exist, that, you know, maybe you were raised with the belief money doesn't grow on trees, or whatever the belief was, or that, you know, you weren't enough, or that there was, and sometimes it's just that our families felt frustrated or unhappy and we just internalized that. But these subconscious belief patterns, we have to drop our loyalty to them. And if you just look at them objectively as patterns of frequency or resonance, it becomes easier. Because we have lots of evidence that when we begin to repattern our resonance into new frequency bandwidth, the entire external reality will change. We are really mirroring on the outside what we are sending out, the vibrational frequencies that we're sending out. And because we are energy, we're living in an energy universe, we are being reflected, our beliefs are being reflected. So let's say you have fear of scarcity. You probably picked that up from like 7 generations pre, and it can keep going on 7 more generations. Or we can drop the loyalty to that pattern. And if you look at it as just simply like a harmonic or a frequency or a resonance, it becomes a lot easier. It's like a mathematical number. It does not define you. So I'll show you what I figured out in this lifelong journey. So simply stated, we've been mentored by certain people that were holding beliefs that limited us. And we didn't tap into the great abundance that's part of this universe because we had these blinders on. And I've called it, this will be a breakthrough over the next couple of hundred years, as humanity begins to understand that the brain actually develops this subtle energy armor, it's that we need to repattern, or I like to say decode, recode, reset. We actually have this armor around us that does, you know, it does impact how we're feeling, the emotional states that we're in, whether we're depressed or anxious, this, and how we respond to some of the events in our lives and some of the opportunities in our lives. Okay, so we got that, right? We're limited. We picked this up from various teachers and we'll call them influencers. So right. Pretend your parents were Instagram influencers. They influenced you the wrong way. So this is what we need to change. Yeah, and once you see it as a frequency, it's like, oh, I'm going to change from this octave to another octave. It becomes much easier because it doesn't carry the same charge. Like, yes. Most of our families were delusional, to be honest, meaning we're living in this abundant universe. There's really a lot of opportunity if you're in a resourceful state. Like somebody like Elon Musk sort of shows that, you know, if you live in, you know, this where your consciousness is somewhat expanded, you'd be amazed what begins to happen and unfold. And it's It's such an awakening, and that is what we are calling the awakening. The awakening is so simple. It sounds like weird and fancy, and some people call it ascension, which even sounds weirder and fancier and more ridiculous in a way. But what we're doing actually to bring it down to earth and into our real lives, where we do have to pay the rent or the mortgage or whatever. To bring it into our real life, what we're doing is just dropping some of this fake stuff that we learned from our teachers, who started out as our parents and then our teachers, because most of us were in school before the age of 7. So, and we're just dropping that because it became like outdated, is what's happened. And so the awakening is simply like realizing that once you actually get that, you've already opened the door and you've already changed your future. You just have to realize it. And it has nothing. Here's the biggest deal that is the, you know, I look at one of the most tragic things about humanity right now is that everything's been defined in terms of class and culture. And then we're at war. The classes are at war. The cultures are at war. The countries are at war. And actually, the truth is that we are living in an interconnected universe. It's a hologram. We're all influencing each other. And in the unified field, which is a quantum physics concept, all of those disparities, those beliefs get canceled out. So anyway, we got taught some fake stuff. So it's okay. And I'm going to now, I don't know if you have any questions, Monsef, because I'm going to pause and we can listen to some frequencies that will be compressed as they, you know, get played through the MP3s. Through the and compressed. But did you have any questions you wanted to ask me?
Not a question, but just a comment, because I really love how you presented that and how you talked about these influences and all of those things. In like, it feels like it's very neutral, and it reminds us of our true power. Like, because normally when we talk about that, we have this feeling of being victim, that things happen to us and control us. But I love the way you presented it. It feels that we can change this anytime. Like, we are in control. And we have the power. So, yeah, just want to say that I love that. So, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes, and it's very quantum the way I present. So, but the thing is, that is actually the truth. The rest of it is the manipulation. So there's always going to be, and I think the fear of victimization, because I know I've been, you know, walking down this kind of, I wouldn't call it revolutionary. I would just call it more like, being a sort of a paradigm leader or a frontier. And there's a lot of fear that we have from our past about being victimized, and our parents carried that too. It's one of the reasons that, like, even when I look at my parents analytically, they were afraid, you know, that if I went down the wrong road, that I would get victimized as a woman, and so in many ways, you know, our families also were trying to protect us from this victimization, and that's exactly the hurdle or the trap that is being thrown off. That there is, but we can kind of see it playing out right now with this, you know, with the pandemic and, you know, all the issues that are being raised from travel and vaccines and so on. But here's the truth. We are evolving now into a sovereign human. And whether, you know, the powers to be like it or not, that's where we will land. And in quantum physics, the new physics that we're shifting into, they call that the law of cancellation. And here's the deal. This is one of the reasons why the old systems will shift, is because there's a law in physics, the dominant waveform or the higher frequency wins. And so as long as we keep putting out these new frequencies. And of course, we try to stay within parameters that are acceptable. We actually, in the end, the dominant waveform and the higher frequency will cancel out the rest. We just have to hold mm-hmm. that continuously. And that's why we can help to empower people, actually, is because the rest is like a fake, they try to hold that over us globally, but it's not really the laws of this universe that we're living in. So ultimately, if enough people hold this vision, and this is where, the awakening is also looking at what true knowledge is. It's one of the reasons why Nikola Tesla was suppressed, that, he understood the true laws of this universe, that he understood the laws of quantum physics. He understood that in the end, the dominant frequency will, the higher frequency will win, and it will be a global change. So we just need to talk enough people. We need to have enough people living in that truth, and that's a truth. And nothing can cancel that out. It's actually the laws governing, the true laws governing the universe, this universe that we're in, this particular system that we're in. We do need something, so what we figured out in our work was that one of the key things about our work is that we figured out that we were all so programmed and so loyal, what I call loyalty to these subconscious programs, that we needed something more pervasive to outweigh, to dominate some of these falsehoods. And if you'd like, we can try to listen to the clearing soundtrack, just because we've now gone into some deep truth, and people, if there are people listening, they might be feeling some discordance with their beliefs. So it might be good to, or their emotions. So it might be good to play the clearing soundtrack just to clear the field a little bit, and then I'll go on.
Okay.
We'll see how it sounds.
Okay.
So there's one named clearing, and this
is
helps.
Clearing, yeah.
Yeah, it helps to clear some of the emotions, because I think we've been, most of us are being triggered, and this is part of the game here right now. A lot of the events are designed, if you look at it as a design and a hologram, it's like designed to trigger us, actually. And there's also a lot, according to David Wilcock, there's a lot of, the sun is going to be very active during 2022. It's a high. So it triggers us emotionally. And it's important just to understand that we're being triggered emotionally, but not to judge or to contract yourself, like not to go into fear, in other words. But let's listen to the clearing. It's designed to clear some of the discordant emotions that, we've all been wading through today's world. We're surrounded by it.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I will play it now.
Thank you. Just feel how this resonates. Nice. So just allow that to settle and be aware that there is some distortion, but actually the clarity was reasonably good. So you might be feeling your energy just kind of settle down, and that's how powerful frequency is. So the bigger reason, what's really going on with quantum sound? And it's, so what we're generating, and we're also with the frequencies playing through the this platform, you're hearing only the frequency, so it's not being amplified. But quantum sound vibration actually uses the power of the quantum vortex, or the what we call the quantum field. It actually, we're actually playing frequencies through Tesla coils or scalar coils to generate a field of energy. And the reason for that is that right now we actually really need to generate a field that cancels some of the discordancy of 5G, some of the hysteria that's going on globally, et cetera. But the time is very much now. This shift and this opportunity to pivot profoundly is occurring right now. There's never been a moment exactly like this in human history when all systems are actually set to shift. And it could take a generation or two, but we are feeling the tides shifting now. And we are actually living in an accelerated quantum vortex of change. That's one of the reasons why there's so much uncertainty. And our cells, the cells and atoms in our body are being forced, in a sense, to flow into the creation of a new frequency. And together, actually, in a unified field, we can generate, create a new reality. And I think we see a lot of evidence of that, where people are doing very cool stuff, like what Monsef is doing, and they are deciding to live according to a new way of being. They're making choices that are actually raising or lifting or helping, because the cells of our body are in resonance with this shift. And a little history on me, like why you would listen to me, is I've really spent my life doing this kind of work. Even as a therapist, I started when I was 3 years old, actually. I was born in Boston, Massachusetts, in the U.S., but I was born, I would say, partially awakened, so I could see the psychic burdens people were carrying and the soul, what was going on in the soul as a child. So I used to give these little readings, and that's why I went and studied psychotherapy and I studied both at Harvard, but I got my degree at Chicago, and I could see that the limitations of some of the modalities we were using, like talk therapy, and they were limited. And because of my psychic sensitivity, I understood that we needed something that impacted these emotional scars or wounds that I could see very clearly that the soul was carrying. And just so you know, when you're tuning into the soul frequency, into your soul frequency, you actually, that really is your soul. That's your soul and spirit. It is in the frequency realm. So I could see this. I was somewhat burdened by what I felt and saw as a sensitive, but I also tried to solve the problem that I was seeing. I particularly thought my parents, how they were living in one reality. They were living in a reality of abundance, really, but they saw scarcity everywhere and had so much fear. So that was motivating. I could see it. It didn't really make much sense. It was one of my motivating factors. So right now, the challenge is one of the main ones we're experiencing, not only the pandemic, but 5G, also certain capacities with frequency, where they can actually project out certain frequencies, but also it can create more discordance, more chaos, more confusion. There's a thickness to the energy field. So we need, but as I said, the dominant waveform does win. But we have to be aware that our, you know, obsessive use of technology can make us feel confused, and it can also shut down our, it can impact our higher centers, our intuition, and make us feel confused or cloudy or even having anxiety attacks or depression because of the thickness or the density that gets created in the energetic field of 5G. And that is just something we're all living through. There's some benefits, like we're on these calls, but there's also some issues. And so you need to stay as clear as possible when you feel that you're confused. This has become a global problem as well. So what's different about quantum sound energy is that we're actually using immersive 24/7 scalar optimized sound wave formulas, again, based on mathematics and algorithms. So this is, sometimes this used to be considered so woo-woo, but as we transition into the new paradigm, mm-hmm. it's mathematical. It's quite objective, actually. And it is, you know, the science of frequency is still in its infancy at this time, but it's mathematical, it's provable, and it is, there will be tremendous agreement in the future. We have a little bit of a road to hike, but there's nothing woo-woo about mathematics, frequency, and algorithms at all. So our work, I'm going to go over five quantum hacks that we figured out to shift us out of the uncertainty, the confusion, and the fear into the state of equanimity, poise, and power, basically. So we are working as quickly as we can to, you know, bring this work to establish these quantum coherent fields. And many of you might have heard of David Avocado Wolf. Let's see if I can. Yeah, you've heard of him, right? So his experience, actually, I'll see if I can play this into that. Here's what he was saying about our work.
And I just want to put in a little testimonial about the Miracle iCube that was really profound, and I want everyone to hear this because this actually happened to me. I was doing a long cleanse, and maybe just before the cleanse happened, this was in 2020, I started having heart palpitations, and it was really strong. I was like, this is really intense, like, I never had anything like that happen. It was like heart murmur, heart palpitations. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to fast and cleanse right through it. So, like, you know, gradually, you don't ever just jump into a fast. You gradually bring yourself in. So I was gradually bringing myself into it over a period of a couple of weeks. I finally get, I don't know, 4 or 5 days into a water fast. I had gone that far. I'm still having heart palpitations. I'm like, this is intense. But anyway, finally the Miracle iCube arrives. And I started playing it, and it started on a call that we had where I was like, something's happening to my heart just from you playing it in the background. This is true, legit. I was like, are you playing the Miracle iCube in the background? Remember that conversation?
I do remember.
You're like, yes. And I was like, something's happening to me from it. But when I got it and I got it playing, those heart palpitations went away and they never came back. It was gone. And I was like, whoa, this is having a profound impact on the overall field of my, not only my body, but my home and the plants. I mean, again, I've got two aloe vera plants that are just situated between those two, and I just love, they love that Miracle iCube. And it's playing right now, even though I'm not there. It's playing right now. It's playing into the house, all my plants, the whole energy, the whole field. And this is the idea of the unified field, is that the unified field has to do with unifying yourself with your field and creating an environment where you feel unified with your environment so that they become one. And that's a really, really strong, almost instinct for me. It's just, when I get into a living space, I immediately have to orient it so that the energy is flowing right for me and it feels right for me and I got the right things, you know, so I don't feel like I'm getting fried by the computer, you know, all that stuff. And Miracle iCube has been a big part of that.
Okay.
One of my favorite, actually, I think it's probably the most powerful single tool I have.
Ooh.
And I've got a lot, and that's saying something. I have a lot.
So the reason I share that is the power of the field, of clearing the field. It can affect us emotionally, biologically, spiritually, and mentally. And so hack number one is what David Avocado Wolf was talking about, which is to the creation of your home as a sanctuary, I call it a quantum sanctuary, so that it cancels some of this discordant energy. It was kind of clear to me, that was the beginning of the pandemic, actually, that we met a couple of years, actually almost 2 years ago now. And this, the design of your, I call it the fortress of solitude. It acts as a superpower when you can actually create a field in your home that cancels the discordant energy or the incoherent energy. It becomes your superpower. So it can shift you really almost instantly out of discordance into coherence, out of chaos into clarity. And that's really important because in this time, there's a lot of confusion going on, to put it mildly. So your home becomes, however you do that, because some people, you know, use crystals, some people use whatever, some people simply use prayer, constant prayer. So whatever you're doing to build your sanctuary home as a field of energy that nurtures and supports your clarity and coherence, do it, because this is going to be, over the next 3 to 4 years, this center is going to become extremely important for you. And, you know, Bruce Lipton did say, of course, that healing sound frequencies can impact our moods and emotions directly. And we can actually change our resonant frequency just by constant entrainment with uplifting or positive frequencies. But as I said, there are a number of ways to accomplish that. And the scalar field does fill the space with coherent energy. So it's a little different than just sound waves that travel longitudinally. The scalar field actually fills and informs a space. So that's one of the hacks that we discovered. And one of our key breakthroughs is that because of the level of entrainment in the discordant energy, we developed our technologies over time. It took us quite a while to figure this out. We developed them to be 24/7 immersive technologies, which is why we have, you know, the attention of so many of the more famous leaders in personal development, is because they don't have to do anything. And this, I'm going to give you one more example of, and none of it. Because this woman, I didn't even know she was one of Avo's students, but she had a child that was on the autism spectrum, which is, it's really an epidemic in the U.S. God knows why. I certainly don't. But when you shift that field, and this is a very good demonstration of the dominant waveform winds, which is always going to be scale, and eventually they'll understand this, quantum or scalar fields of energy. Here's what happened to her 12-year-old. This is pretty moving. This is Christy Gourley. And it's such an example of what can happen when you create the quantum physics cancellation.
Hi, my name is Christy, and I normally don't talk about this because I'm really good at denial. But when my daughter was three, she started walking in circles, and she would twist her arms back and lower her head, and sometimes she'd open her mouth, and, you know, it was scary. It's the first time parents see this, and I talked to the pediatrician about it, and she suggested getting her tested, but I was in denial, and I talked to my brother, chiropractor, and he said, once you label somebody, you know, it doesn't go away, and he suggested not because it was so bothered. So I didn't. But we tried all kinds of therapies, field control therapy, biofeedback, of course, went to the chiropractor regularly, anything I could find, we tried it. And some things might help a little bit, but nothing made a big change. One day I was reading my emails, and I had one from David Avocado, and he did an interview with Selena Riley. So I watched it, and it really, you know, hit home. And so I need to try this. So we got it in October 2020. I didn't know how to use it. Just plugged it in, turned it on, and did the best. And well, now it's January 19th, so I just started from 12 today. And I may have seen this behavior twice in the last month when before it was nearly every day. I'm so thankful. Can I have this device? And I hope this helps somebody. I think it has helped my husband. He, I believe he has PTSD. He drives a train for a living, and he's been in several accidents where people have died. And talked about getting help, but he never did. It was really hard to live with. He was different from the man I married. And within 3 days, he was so much better and easier to live with, and he laughed again and smiled. It's been huge. So it's really worth a try. Good luck. Thank you.
Yeah, nice to hear that. It really moves me. But here's the thing. That's the power of the field. Now, the child didn't understand anything, but the behaviors. And it just also shows that it was her nervous system. And so her entrainment with coherent brainwave frequencies just shifted her behavior pattern, which totally makes sense on a scientific level if you understand the brain as a field. And yet it's so radical to be able to change autism by plugging in a machine. And so hack number two is, did you know that is voice analysis? So it's, we call it voice code analysis. We developed a software that analyzes 5 octaves of the human voice. And this is where I got drawn into this work, is because I could see the various levels of the pain points and the traumas in people and see how therapy didn't quite address those, kind of put a Band-Aid on. So people walked out, oh, it's feeling a little better, but still the trauma existed, those core wounds, self-hatred, self-denial, self-sabotage. And I just saw that very, very clearly, still seeing it. But the voice, there are no two human voices that are identical in frequencies on earth. So the voice is more individualized than the human thumbprint. And that we haven't used the voice more for diagnosis and various things is surprising, but that's because we're in that old paradigm. So we developed software, we're on like version 9.0 of 5 octaves and over 1 billion bits of information, but then we simply generate a soundtrack. And actually, we can develop a coupon code for our audience, because we do have it online. We do have it as an app, and it also comes with the technology. But what I found was that when you can pick up these imbalances that exist harmonically in the human voice and then sort of ping them with frequency to balance and harmonize, a lot of the deep subconscious issues get released. And over time, there's this loosening effect. And it's a huge hack. It's what drew me into this work, actually, was that the first time after doing all of this stuff, because, you know, when you're in graduate school, you have to go into all this psychoanalysis, you know, you have to do all this stuff. I experienced such a radical shift myself when they first did my voice analysis that was it for me. I just felt a huge, immense shift, like stuff being pulled out, all this gunk of my emotional field that I had no idea I was carrying. And it's a big hack because, you know, we don't know how to pierce that surface. Yes, we know the subconscious is running the show, but we don't know how to get to the content, and the programs run really deep. We all know that. And so there you have it. When you analyze the voice, you not only change the balance of the chakras, but you release these deep patterns. And you can do it in 24 minutes. Our voice code online is a 24-minute program that you get. And it's you can do it on an iPhone or on a Windows 10 laptop or an iPad. And Masaru Emoto, who's the New York Times bestselling author, the late Masaru Emoto, said that if this new system becomes popular, sound therapy would be able to make a quantum leap because the sound with the most suitable information can be delivered directly to our individual cells. Mr. Lloyd developed software capable of creating a suitable sound after having a person vocalize for 15 seconds. And he gave his own testimonial how the stiffness in his shoulders disappeared. And we also have chakra analysis. It's called we actually had some specialists analyze before and after the chakras, before voice analysis and after. And we have some visuals. They're probably somewhere on the website, Cloud Sound, on quantumsoundtherapy.com, Cloud Sound Therapy, where the chakras actually line up and change their proportional size as well. And it's a key because if you're running around your life and let's say, you know, something upsets you and your heart chakra goes way out of alignment and then your crown chakra goes out of alignment and suddenly your first chakra goes out of alignment, you're kind of like crooked, you're out of balance. So to have this vibrational tool that can line up your chakras is really key. And here's the key with sound therapy. That once you get that soundtrack, you can listen to it whenever you want. You can listen to it while you're working. You can listen to it if you have to write something for your work or if you need to get centered before you go into a performance of some sort. So it's once you have that soundtrack, it's yours. So it's a therapeutic device. You can listen to it any time. And that's one of the reasons the repetition allows you to constantly realign with the release of this stress, this fundamental stress, but also to line up your chakras and to clear some of the incoherence that occurs in our daily lives, but you can do it whenever you need to. So unlike, you know, if you go to a therapist and you get this great acupuncture treatment or something and you feel good for like a day or two, but then something else triggers you. These soundtracks can be listened to whenever you choose. So that's one of the key distinctions. The third hack, and this is a really important one, is to hack your genius and your children's genius and your children's children's genius. And the key to this is the sound formulas that activate the left frontal lobe. And we were actually challenged a little bit. My son was having trouble with his GMATs. He wanted to go to business school, and he was, you know, scoring in the 500. So we actually, and he wanted to go to one of the top five schools, and he'd been studying for them for 2 years, actually. So we created this soundtrack. He was a college pro athlete, and as an ice hockey player, he had a lot of, we believe he received quite a bit of trauma to the brain, and it had limited his ability to retain information, it seemed. And so after he studied for the GMATs, after we developed the soundtrack for him, I told him to come home and study. And after about 3 or 4 days, his score shifted from 500 to 690. And then when he took the test, he got a 640. Eventually he got a 740, and he did get into one of those schools. But the thing was that it was that we were continually activating the left frontal lobe, which is a huge hack. Mm-hmm. And it can activate, you know, that Dispenser says that activates the genius in the brain or the CEO in the brain. And, you know, that they don't have left frontal lobe frequencies playing in every school throughout the planet. is that we're still very much in the old paradigm because, you know, if we could play those frequencies while we're even speaking or learning, we'll be integrating the information that's coming in because it's constant information. And also we're upping our IQ, our intelligence. We actually are assimilating the information at a different level. And we might want to play the frequency soundtrack called Quantum Genius. That is actually a version of some of these frequencies, if you'd like to play that in so people can.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's one other main point that I would like to make is that when you shift into the left frontal lobe, you cannot be in the left frontal lobe and be in a state of fear and contraction. So let's say, you know, something's causing anxiety. You have to speak in front of a group or you're doing a summit or whatever. When you go into the left frontal lobe, that's when you will naturally begin to develop solutions instead of going into fear. So it's creation instead of fear. And over time, you can imagine if you constantly train yourself, because again, this is brain training. So if you train yourself by just listening to frequencies, it's not like you have to go to a gym or you can just have these playing while you're working. If you train yourself, you will begin to exercise that part of the brain, and that will over time, you'll learn it's more pleasant to be in the left frontal lobe than to be in fear. Like there's a creation zone that you go into. And this is like limitless because really you have genius. We're just really using so little of our brain. So this is a big key. And people make a big deal out of my son Mike's story. But really, if you understand brain science, it sounds like magic or... But it really isn't. It's brain science that he was listening to these frequencies and he went out of fear. He obviously had test-taking anxiety, very concerned about his future. And he went out of the fear into this left frontal lobe and that really changed his life.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. I will play now. Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. And I think we're giving away some of these soundtracks, aren't we, as a gift?
I didn't put them. Okay, I can add them to the page later.
Okay, excellent. Okay. So let's listen in because that will help you to experience what I'm speaking of. Now, there's a bit of distortion there, but you get the point that when this part of the brain gets activated continuously, this is the key that opens the door to your prosperity. So you get a little smarter, more smart, see solutions where there might have been problems or fear, anxiety, and over time, it can give you not only clarity and a sense of ease and flow, but also creation, where when you tap into this part of your brain constantly, prosperity will follow. So it's important that that is a huge hack. And for the fourth hack, I'm going to do five today quickly, is quantum awakening, because this is the key, the quantum awakening, the intuition of the third eye. And in my normal presentation, I have an image of Tony Robbins and Sage Robbins at the beginning of the pandemic. And the Miracle Eye Cube is in the corner. They just have a study with some books. I've been to their house. I know this room. And they're just sitting at this simple table writing. Cause actually, Tony does know that writing helps the brain. Also helps parts of the brain to activate. So what is it that they know? Tony got one of the technologies and then 10. And I just got a call from him 2 days ago, actually, that they were traveling and one of the, we needed to replace something for them. But what is it that they know? Why do they deal with the field? Why do they use this? Because they understand the fourth hack is quantum awakening, intuition, and the third eye. They understand that they're not only managing the field for themselves, but there's always a large group of people around Tony Robbins, who's their staff members, the 49 businesses that he's, part of. And they're not only managing their state, but also the people around them. And that's what they understand. And in this time, particularly, your intuition, and many tap into this through prayer, but your intuition, and of course, that has been the solution throughout the ages, is to tap into your intuitive, God-given power, source power, whatever you want to call it. Your intuition is what needs to be guiding you now, because we're in kind of like a minefield, in a sense, where anything can explode at any moment. We can go into a state of confusion and fear. And so you cannot be in your intuitive state with your third eye open and be in fear at the same time. So you want to be managing the energy. And the simplest way is by your feeling state. You'll know, we obviously all know when we're afraid of something or when stress or anxiety has taken us over. But you want to find the solutions to what's triggering you from your higher intuition. Because right now, literally, you can end up on a different pathway. So I guess the key is don't make your decisions out of fear. Try to go into intuitive clarity. And, we do have evidence, right? So right. I think we all know, I'm sugarcoating it slightly, but we all know what's going on Earth right now. And so the fifth hack, and so that's why the leaders, we have, Marcy Shymoff, we have, some of the big names in, New York Times bestselling authors, Natalie Ledwell, people that have been at the forefront of personal development. Most of these people, they really understand they have to manage their state. That was one of Tony Robbins' key teachings for years, but also manage the field and the state of those that they're working in, because their results are directly follow. But as the leaders, they must manage their state of awareness. So if they go into anxiety or, their staff is going to follow. So the fifth hack, and this is one of the easier hacks actually, is quantum delta sleep repatterning. Delta sleep. There's evidence now, and this will be there are over 300 studies going on right now, that in deep delta sleep, which is on the decline because of the obsession with technology, most people sleeping with their phones still pinging them, that in your state, your delta sleep is actually more relevant than, it's more impactful than your income level or your relationship status. So how well you sleep, and it's because you repattern, you sort of, you process the emotions of the day and of the life during your sleep. So the quality of sleep you're getting, which is correlated with Delta, it has a lot to do with how you feel during the day. So if you're not able to sleep deeply, then, and of course, insomnia is on the rise even in children. In the United States, something like 20% of the children age six are having trouble sleeping. Of course, they're reflecting the anxiety in the culture and in their families, but it has been on the rise for the last couple of years, and this has a tremendous impact on mental health. So what has been really proven, but they haven't released the research studies yet, the white papers, is that during Delta sleep, we actually heal. We actually can heal, rejuvenate, and process very deep emotions. So it's very, very important. And, you know, that is pretty accessible, Delta brainwave soundtracks. And we have, like, one of the kind of silly examples is that we have a cat who actually had some tumor that was going to cost some fortune to get removed, and the people were very attached to the cat, so they were going to do this surgery, and she just actually slept. The grandmother brought the miracle, and she just spent all of her time sleeping by the miracle. And when they went back to the veterinarian, the tumor had dissolved. So it just shows that the cat, you know, in her innate wisdom, found the frequencies very, very soothing. And so that is the that is the key, is Delta sleep. You'll feel better, and as Bruce Lipton says, you know, your cells are eavesdropping on your thoughts, so that when you are releasing some of this deeper stuff, the wounds, the human wounds, then your frequency begins to evolve over time, and you will have a very different experience. So even if we are, you know, something upsets us, we're going to recover faster when we are able to actually get the correct sleep. And so we are giving away, I'm not sure exactly, we have some gifts. And if you have questions, we do have quantumsoundtherapy.com and then /, /Mansef of Kier/. There's a special offer on all of our products, and I believe some gifts as well, and some samples.
And also we have, they can use the link yourdivineuniqueness.com /Elena, H-E-L-E-N-A, and it will take them to the same page you just shared. And also there is a button, special offer button, on the webcast page, and later it will be on the replay page.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay, so I've left a little time for questions, and also we can play more frequencies.
Yeah.
Whichever.
So, everyone, if you have a question, you can type it on the question box, which is on the webcast page. Or if you are on the phone, you can raise your hand by pressing *2.
And we can play soul alignment or vitality and well-being if you'd like.
Yeah,
so they
absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, excellent. So they can enjoy.
Wonderful. So, yeah, now we'll play soul alignment.
Perfect. Unified field.
Mm-hmm. That's what's beautiful.
And one more, vitality and well-being, which is one of my favorites. In terms of, I think it gets transmitted better if you want to play that. It'll leave people with...
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you'd like, we can. And if you'd like, we can end on open the heart, just to make people feel lighter.
I think
if we have the time, I think it's just two or three minutes. Yeah.
Yeah, we still have the time. Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent.
Okay. Very beautiful. Thank you so much, Elena. Yeah, it's really grounding, really brings, like, connects more to the heart and brings this feeling of peace and serenity. So thank you.
You're welcome.
And,
you are safe.
Yeah. And I have a question, if we can maybe add a couple of minutes, just
sure.
to maybe clarify to our audience about the offers that you are offering to here on the show.
Oh, okay.
So they can know which item will serve them better. So we have the Quantum Miracle iCube. We have 10 available, and also the Om Pocket special offer. And also a discount, 50% discount for structured water and clown sound therapy. So I would love if maybe you can tell us the difference between them.
Okay. So the miracle is for the whole house. It covers the whole house. And with the quantum field, it actually connects even beyond that. The pocket is the portable version. So it actually is to be carried with you wherever you're traveling, whether you're going to the grocery store or traveling to work or going on a plane or driving or doing whatever you're doing. But it's the idea is that it can go into any purse or suitcase or and go with you. And the cloud sound therapy is what I talked about, is the voice analysis. And that's available in an app, so you can use it with an iPhone or an iPad or a Windows laptop. So that you're sending your voice sample to us. It gets uploaded. It's a 15-second, actually it's a 20-second voice sample, and it gets uploaded, analyzed, and then you get a soundtrack back. So we're doing 50% off of that, and the structured water is. We're using scalar technology to reduce the molecular size of water so it's super hydrating and becomes structured. I didn't go into that because of time, but
yeah,
it's been one of our actually private labeled with Masaru Emoto, if people know him. And it's an 8-ounce concentrate that is then used to create 8 gallons of structured water that's super hydrating, but also sending coherent frequency information directly to the cells.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Elena, for offering these and really bringing this support to our audience, because like we talked earlier and you mentioned that, like how it's really important to really be able to live in that state of being, like to cancel those vibrations and resonance that really limit us. And by that, we are really raising our own vibration and also helping the world during this global shift, which is really really big awakening that we are experiencing. So thank you so much for that. And also you'll find there are free gifts that Elena is offering. They are also on that page if you scroll down. And and also there is huge discounts that Elena is offering on those items. To receive them, you need to use the coupon code. Each item you will find a coupon code, so you can just copy it and then paste it on the checkout page. And
you
will find all these items and free gifts on the page yourdivineuniqueness.com/Elena. HELENA. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast page or later on the replay page.
Thank you.
So Elena, really thank you so much.
Yeah.
Today was so inspiring and we learned so much, and also with sounds simple, it was really, really beautiful. I really love them, all of them. So thank you so much for that and for the time you spent with us.
Oh, our pleasure, and thank you for having us. We appreciate being here.
Wonderful. And also, everyone, thank you so much for being here, sharing with us this space and time, and sharing with us your energy. So thank you so much for that, and I'm sending you so much love, and then we'll see you on the next call. Bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you so much.